me with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. I said I woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on the Lord. I said I woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I said I'm singing and praying with my mind. Staying on Jesus. I said I'm singing and praying with my mind. And staying on the Lord. I said I'm singing and praying with my mind. Oh, staying on Jesus. A hallelujah. A hallelujah. A hallelujah. Oh, well, I'm walking and talking with my mind. I stand on Jesus. I said I'm walking and talking with my mind. I stand on the Lord. I said I'm walking and talking with my mind. I stand on Jesus. A hallelujah. A hallelujah. A hallelujah. Well, I'm a singing and praying with my mind. A staying on Jesus. I said I'm singing and praying with my mind. I stayed on the Lord. I said I'm singing and praying with my mind. Staying on Jesus, a hallelujah, a hallelujah, a hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Said he healed my body. Hey. Told me to run on. He healed my body. Ha. Told me to run on. He healed my body. Told me to run on. He's my friend. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Oh, he heals my body. Hey, told me to run. Oh, he heals my body. Told me to run on. He heals my body. Told me to run on. Oh, he's my friend. It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. Oh, but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. Walking up the King Highway. It's a highway to heaven. Oh, none can walk up there. Oh, but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. Oh, walking up the King's highway. Hallelujah. It's a highway to heaven. Oh, none can walk up there. Oh, but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. Oh, we're walking up the King's highway. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, did I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burden down, did I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, since I laid my burden down, Lord, oh, oh, I laid my burden down. Say glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, keep me day by day in a pure and perfect way. I want to live. I want to live on in a building I made by hand. Hallelujah. Lord, keep my body strong, hallelujah, so that I can do no wrong. I want to live, I want to live on in a building I made by hand. Oh, Lord, keep me day by day, hallelujah, in a pure and perfect way. I want to live, hallelujah, I want to live on in a building I made by hand. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, keep my body strong. Oh, so that I can do no wrong. Lord, give me grace just to run this old race, oh, in a building not made by hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Rita.
Glory to God. Let's go before the Father in prayer. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. This is a day you've made, and we are glad to be here on this call, to be alive, and to be able to say thank you. We want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you do for each and every single one of us. Thank you, Lord, for being the peace, the strength, the comforter of the Weatherspoon family and our dear Dr. Vanessa. We thank you, Lord God, because there's no one like you, and you are omniscient. You are ever present, and you are with her and her family and all those in Texas. And all those, Father God, who know you, Lord. So we thank you for that. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and for Artist Life. Thank you for the team members, the leaders of the Master's Call, and our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord God, we thank you for the speaker, Pastor Everett, that is going to come forward with a word for us today. You are so good. Nothing takes you by surprise. And you hear us, and you comfort our Dr. V, her brothers, her extended family members. Thank you for keeping her. Thank you for wrapping your arm around her. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood that was shed and cleansed us and made us whole. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We love you, Father, because you loved us first and you gave us your best. And as we continue to celebrate the life of Mother Josie, we thank you that we had an opportunity, Father, to love on her and she love on us. So we give you all the honor, all the praise, all the glory, because nobody can do what's like you. Nobody can love us like you do. Nobody can keep us like you do. So we extol you, great God. You are truly our master. In the mighty, matchless, honorable name of our King, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Host, I am going to turn the call over to you. Are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Robin. God bless you. I'm throwing you that Holy Ghost kiss virtually. Thank God for you greeting us this morning and blessing us with that wonderful prayer. Thank you so much. Minister Roslyn, I tell you one thing for sure. You sang songs that I know would have made Mother Josie's heart go pitter-patter. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I absolutely love and appreciate you so much for what you are doing with for this ministry here at TMC. I tell you, you are something. I thank God for you and your ability to just sing and bring us right into the presence of God. Well, you all, as you know, Mother Josie of 97 and a half years died on Tuesday, and I'm telling you, we are continuing to bring tribute to her family with poems, songs, and just I love you, and I want you to know that we are here with you. So as we recognize our General Mother Josie May Barnes Weatherspoon. If any of you have contributions that you would like to make on the call, please notify me at 586-747-8000. Uh-huh. My spirit said, somebody's new on here who may not know your voice. Well, I am Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I'm here in this snowy, Monticello, Mississippi. Blue is sitting out there with a white coat on, and she doesn't like it, and I don't either. But this is where we are this morning, and the sun is coming up. I see it peeping out right now, and so I'm happy about that, which hopefully will mean that we are going to melt some of this snow away this morning. Listen, you guys, TMC family, I'm so glad that you are here, and we are in for a good time this morning. Yes, I am. Yeah, I heard it. Somebody said, Dr. PK is hosting. Yes, she is. I am hosting today and doing what I need to do in honor of my own mother, Josie. I want to make sure that everybody knows that my dear sister and I, who started this call back in October 2010, absolutely want you to know that we love, and appreciate you. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon knows that we all love her and that we are praying for her. But when we started this call, you all, way back when, 10 years ago, one thing that we wanted to make sure that you understood is that it was founded on the Word of God. And even though when we are going through a challenge of death and grief and that sort of thing, sometimes we get away from the Word. But her thing is, Dr. V says, we're going to have the Word every day on this call. Why? Because it's only the Word for real that can highlight the mission statement that we have, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And that's exactly what we want to do. Down through the years, we developed a website. And when I say we, I mean she, Dr. Vanessa did, for real. It is the masterscall.net. You want to go out there and get you a word any day, you can go out to the masters, without the apostrophe, masters, call.net, and you can get the bios of those who will be speaking and all of that, and just enjoy yourself. You can binge. You got 10 years of sermons out there. Yes, you do. For 10 years, Monday through Friday, this call has been on, and I accredit that to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Yes, she hasn't missed a day. I miss many. All righty. The theme for this year is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. God, come and do it. Yes, Lord. He may not do it the way you want and as soon as you want in 2021, but wait on it. It came from the prophet. You're going to see. All righty. Well, I want you all to know something, that the reason we started this company back then is because the company needed prayer. We were going through a tough time, and that company was Artist International. I believe that your health is your greatest wealth. After you have that in place, you need to know your finance. When your money is funny, everything else gets funny, honey. And then relationship, of course, is the bedrock of it all. If you don't have a relationship with God, then all of your other relationships are going to falter. So we worked and prayed and cried out before the Lord, developed this call, and as a result of that, we are still here. So today we thank God for Mom and Pop Diaz de Leon, and I especially am grateful to them, because during 2011, after my husband died, they literally carried me through that time. I was the ambassador of artists, praying and fasting over them there, as I still fast and pray over entrepreneurs. That was the birthing of my ministry, for covering for entrepreneur companies, and I didn't know that's what God was doing at that time. But I'm here to tell you that Artists International is a phenomenal company that has survived over 30 years. As a result of the company being in existence, I want you to know that there's a motivational call that is held Monday through Fridays, and right after this call. And that is a number that I'll give you. I don't need to give it to you right now. You'll get it at the end so that you will have it and you won't have to be calling me afterwards. Just wait on it. So at this time, I'm going to bring up the speaker, and I'm so glad God brought this young man into my life. And my husband and I went to a meeting in Detroit and met him there. Oh, my goodness. And he has been a part of our lives up until David died. And then after David died, he has just supported me and called to check on me periodically throughout that time. We were able to meet his lovely wife, Cheryl, who is on the phone this morning. It was so good to hear you come on, First Lady. Bless your heart. Absolutely wonderful woman of God who loves her husband and supports him in ministry and in his call here at Artist International. And remembering the last time we were together there in Las Vegas, which was just a month before Lester Wallace Patton died, and you all were so good to us. We had such a wonderful time there. So I'm going to bring this man of God to the front and center. He's going to introduce himself through his actions of what he does, and he does it very well, and that is breaking the bread of life so we can eat a little bit. So I'm going to move out of the way and bring to the front of the line all the way from over there in that Detroit, Michigan town, Ypsilanti, our own minister, Dr. Everett Thomas, come to the front of the line and give us a word this morning, sir. We love and appreciate you. The floor is yours.
Well, good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Can you hear me?
God bless you, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Amen. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction. Dr. P.K. Roberts, we thank God for you and how you have blessed this call and my life, especially down through the years. Just honor you, praise God for you, and thank God for you and Dr. Vanessa for making this call possible. And definitely we're still praying and lifting up the family of Dr. Vanessa. We give praise and honor and get to God for those that started this call on this morning, Minister Rosalind, and done such excellent job with praise and worship, and Minister Robin for greeting. Thank God for both of you. Well, to God be the glory. Great things he has done, and yet he is still doing. Praise God. Amen. We only learn how to hold on to God's unchanging hand, through the good, through the bad, through the happy, through the sad. God is still God. Amen. And he still loves his children, and he gives us his peace and joy and everything we need, amen, to live this life. Well, praise God. Looking at a continuation of the last time I was speaking, motivational call, we was talking about prayer and praise and the power of prayer and praise. And I'm going to kind of focus more so on praise this morning, how important it is to have a mouthful of praise. Sometimes we have to offer to God up to sacrifice of praise. We don't always feel it, amen, but God is still worthy of our praise. And looking at Second Chronicle, the 20th chapter, and begin at the, the 15th verse. Let's look at the 15th verse of Second Chronicles, chapter 20. It says, and he said, listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them, they will surely come up by the Essen of the Aziz, and you will find them at the end of the book before the wilderness of Jewel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohathites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Pekah. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Well, you stop right there. You read the rest when you get a chance. But there's power in praise, y'all. Amen. Amen. They did not raise their weapons. They raised their voices and sung praises. Something happens when we learn to give God his due praise. And the battle was the Lord's. And many times we have to understand God has a better action plan than we do. If we just yield ourselves and say, "Okay, God, I'm in this to win it, but this is my strategy, this is my plan." When God said, "Okay, hold on, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Watch me work this thing." And he said, "Just send my children out and just have them to sing praises and watch me work." Something happened when you learn to praise God. Yes. Something happened when we learned to praise God. I remember years ago, late 90s, my mother was on her deathbed, and I was praying, "Lord, come on, God. I know you're able to lift her up. I know you're able to heal her." And he seemed to whisper in my ear, said, "Just praise me. Don't get overburdened. Don't get over concerned. Just learn to praise me in the midst of this situation. Just praise me." And even though I was heavy laden, heavy burdened, as I praised God, my spirit lifted. And my mother, of course, she didn't make it through this, but God reminded me, "You had your mother longer than a lot of people had theirs. In fact, some people never even really knew their mother. So give me praise, and amen, for having her as long as you did." So I learned from that situation not to be heavy laden, heavy burden, but bow down or mad because my mother's calling, "Oh, what am I going to do?" But God has a way of lifting our spirit. Yes, I know it's a time of mixed emotion. We thank God for the life of our dear mother and loved ones. At the same time, we thank God that they have made preparation for the time of departure. Amen, amen. So it's a time of separation. I understand that. And we are definitely lifting up our dear sister, Dr. Vanessa, during this time, and entire family of hers. And so, yes, we go through that. We go through times of tribulation. Yes, we go through times uncertainty, but God said, if you just learn to praise and offer him the sacrifice of praise, amen, that's the song we used to sing. You know, we offer the sacrifice of praise, amen, in the house of the Lord. And, well, I'm not going to sing it, amen, but so we remember that song and offer up to him the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to him the sacrifices of praise, praise God. So it's just something that happens, amen, when we praise God. It's something happens when we lift up our voices and give God his due glory, amen. No matter what you're going through, God is still God, and he's worthy to be praised. So, yes, amen, Jehoshaphat, they won the battle. Of course, the battle is not yours, but God's. The prophet proclaims, stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will give. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Don't you know God said his word? He would never leave us nor forsake us. So immediately after receiving this word from God, the king and the people fell down and worshiped. And then in a very loud voice, suddenly everybody stood up and began to what? Praise God. The danger was still ahead. The invading army still threatened. But God's people began to praise him before the promised victory was won. Next day, God did provide victory. Ancient armies were often composed of a variety of people, some hired as mercenaries, others engaged as allies. In this case, God caused the various people who composed the invading forces to annihilate each other, fight each other, before Judah's army even arrived. The praises that resounded over the slain enemy were so loud and heartfelt that the place was given a new name, Berakoth, the Valley of Praise. One day when final victory is won, as we stand with Jesus in God's eternal kingdom, our shouts of praises too will be loud. Yet we too are called to praise even right now. When we are afraid, we call to praise. When we are discouraged, we are called to praise. When we face any enemy, we are called to praise. And praise, we can. Yes, we can. Oh, yeah. For we too have the promises of God. You too can go out and face difficulties. Yes, tomorrow, even today. You too can know that the Lord will be with you. And this is assurance of God's presence with us is cause for praise. Yes, yes, it's call for our praises. And praises even before victory. Amen. Don't wait till the victory is won before you shout. Amen. You shout now. Amen. Give them a praise of faith. I may not see the outcome. I may not understand how this is going to end, but I'm going to learn to praise him in advance, amen, because I know God is fighting my battles. I know God is going to take me through this, amen. Praise God. We went through this COVID. They say about my test came out positive twice, and amen, quarantine. I couldn't get out the house. Come on, somebody. Amen, but I had to continue to focus on who God is, amen. Amen. Praise God. And it took almost 30 days before I was able to get out the house and do what I have to do. But I had to still give God his due praise. Amen. Thank God that they came along and a test came out negative. Amen. Back to what I had to do. Amen. Praise God. So what I'm saying today to us, reminding us today, amen, how powerful is the praises of God's people. Just something happened. Look, amen. Reminded of Ephesians, I believe Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Let me correctly. It says, be not drunk with wine wherein as in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Something happens when you feel the Spirit. Well, let's see what happens. Ephesians 5, yeah. And that 18th verse, it says, do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation here in translation, but be filled with the Spirit. What happens? Verse 19 says, speaking to one another in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Well, when you feel with God's Spirit, something's going to happen. A song is going to rise up within you. Sometimes you don't know where it came from. You're about your father's business, doing your daily chores, whatever, and something happened. A song just come up just out of nowhere. So, you know, so where did that song come from? I haven't sung that song, even heard that song in a long time. But the Spirit of God will raise that up. Oh, my God. Inside of you, and this joy just bubble up on the inside, amen, like, amen, joy, rivers of water, come on, somebody, and the joy, oh God, will come bursting forth with a song, amen, that will lift you out of depression, lift you out of whatever you're going through, Amen. God has a way of, amen, just picking you up, turning you around, placing your feet on solid ground. Oh, if you just learn to praise it. I tell you, there's power in the praises of God. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Yes, 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 there is power in that praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Everett Thomas. I was getting that preacher was coming on up out of there. Bless the name of Jesus. There is power in praise. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. As those songs were coming forth this morning from Minister Rosalind, I was just saying, look at God. If you get on early enough in the morning, I'm here to tell you, that you will absolutely be lifted if you listen to the praises that come forth right before we enter into the call. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett. We appreciate and love you. I loved it when you said God has a better action plan than you do, PK. You better know God's action plan. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That action plan is for me to praise and magnify God no matter what. Thank you, sir. Thank you. We're going to call you back to close this thing out and close this out with the benediction prayer here real quick. Like, listen, everybody, as we are preparing our day, preparing to go through the day, those of you who would love to just follow on through with what we have started here today, go on over to the MMC call. And I told you that I was going to give you that number. The motivational call over there is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294617. Again, 294617. And you all know to put that pound behind it. Now, for those of you who would like to hear that message again, and thank you so much again, sir, for that word this morning to encourage us to be praisers as we are praying, go to, type in 712. This is our playback for any of our messages. But this one you get today. All right, 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the same PIN numbers you came in on, 957677. 957677 pound. I'm going to just stop here just a minute and do what we normally do, play just a few minutes here for, of course, we're going to pray for you. Pastor Everett, we believe that all preachers need prayer. I'm asking that you put my name on your refrigerator. You can put Dr. V's next to it and pray for us every day. Our pastors and our ministers really need you to pray for them seriously. Put it up so you can see it every day and do that. Pray for Artists International. Pray for the Diaz de Leon family. Pray that God will continue to bless them as they are leading this great company onto a victorious place. Those who are sick among us, and we have so much sick and dying right now, and the bereaved families, and of course, our TMC family here, we are going to ask that you continue to pray, put them on the prayer list. And then on Fridays, we have a time for you to come, and we go and take praise and prayer requests on Fridays. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you today, and we magnify your name for your goodness, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you, God, and believe that you are blessing our own Pastor Everett and his lovely wife, Cheryl, today as they continue in ministry. Continue to bless them and keep them as only you can. We thank you and we love you for the Artist family. And we ask, God, that you bless the entire Artist International Life Style family right now. God, you know every need. Meet it as only you can. We pray also for the Diaz de Leon family. Bless mom and pop we pray right now that you will keep them strong. He's entering his 80s and believe in God that you will allow him to see the millionaires stand up that he's spoken into their lives. We speak against the sickness of COVID and any other disease. It must bow to your name in Jesus' name. We love you. We thank you. And we praise you, Holy God, for you are blessing, how you are blessing our own Weatherspoon family and those who have lost loved ones during this time. We pray, oh God, for each member of our Master's Call family. Help us, God, to be lights in this world of darkness, speaking a word that will bring some relief into the lives of those we meet on this day. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you, Holy God, for everything that you are doing for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I just want to thank everybody who's come out today to be with us on this Master's Call, and come tomorrow as well. Today is Presidential Tuesday over on the Motivational Call. Go on over. Tomorrow, put it on your calendar. The Awareness Wednesday is going to knock your socks off. You got to get over there. I've already been told I got to be there tomorrow. You got to be there. So put it there. With that being said, I thank you, ministers, for coming this morning. Minister Rosalind and Minister Robin, you did phenomenal jobs. And at this time, Pastor, come and give us our benediction. We love and appreciate you and for what you bring to us each and every time you come. You're on, Minister, our Pastor Everett.
God bless you. We love and appreciate you as well. Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance, face upon you with divine approval, and give you a peace that passes all understanding, a tranquil heart and life. Be blessed, my brothers and my sisters.